Hi, this is Margot. This is early Saturday morning, May the 5th, 2018. And the new data has just come out on the CAMS website. They gather everything from the day before, and it's just come out for Friday, May the 4th, which was yesterday. It's all in. So, we're looking at the Arctic area again. This is an area of great interest right now. And we're looking above, from above, down onto the North Pole. And the area that the climate scientists are up in arms about is this area right here. Just north of Siberia here, and this little island, and this is off the coast of Russia. Actually, here's our world map, and we can go to Europe. It's that island there. Let me go back. Let's just go to Russia. There it is. It's this island area that they're really concerned about. And now, what you'll see on the 5-day forecast on this methane map is not only is methane coming up to on the right side of Novaya Zemlya, but it's also spewing up on the left side of it, going up into the Barents Sea. And so the Kara Sea on the right and the Barents Sea on the left, and it's going way out up to the Arctic Circle. So, and it's only May the 5th. I mean, we're just starting into warmer times. So, I'm going to share that with you today, and we're going to look at the temperatures on Climate Reanalyzer, which I've got that up right here, Climate Reanalyzer. So, we're going to look at that today, too. And things are getting really dire. So I've already uploaded the information here and made my movie. And the levels of the methane, this chartreuse is about at 1900 parts per billion. That's 1900. About 1900. There's 1920 when it starts going into the yellow. And then the red is about 2000 parts per billion. And the dark red, like the brick color, is 2040 parts per billion. And then this almost black color is 75,600 parts per billion. And you do see that up here. This is the edge of, I think that's Asia and China and all over there. And this is all Russia, Siberia over here. And then this is Canada over here. You'll see a lot of methane coming up off the permafrost in Canada. And then the United States. And wherever you have cities and industrialized countries, you'll see methane coming up, but you don't see it normally coming up over water. But this is what climate scientists are so upset about with the everything warming, the sea ice is starting to melt, and as that melts, then the methane is spewing up. So, let's run the movie. It's loading up. Now, this is from yesterday, and you can see, okay, it kind of has to get going before it stops being jumpy. We'll let it run through a cycle first. Okay, now it's smoothing out. Okay, starting over. Here's Saturday, and this is UTC time, Universal Time. Now you can see it mainly over here, but look, it's coming off the coast to the south of that island too. It's this whole area. See, now it started over and it's going into the 5 days. And once it gets into Tuesday, the 8th, it's really looking bad. Look at that. Did you see that? It was just starting, just about to go. This is, here it is, right at the end of Tuesday, the Tuesday forecast. Look at it coming off the coast here, and see how it's coming up, and it's yellow there, so that's higher. I'm going to go back a little bit. You can see where it's going up into the Barents Sea. I'm going backwards. Look at that. Oh wow. Look at this whole line. Now here's the land and then here's the water. And see, it goes all the way up and then it's on the right side of that little island as well. So it's not looking good. I'll go back a little more. This is in 3 hour increments. Look at that. And there are gigatons of methane stored under the Arctic sea ice. And they're worried that we're going to get a big methane bomb going off up there, which methane is a lot heavier than carbon dioxide, and it's the most deadly of the greenhouse gases. Look at this. This was at the beginning. This is the forecast at the beginning of Tuesday. Look at Siberia. Look at all of that. That's the melting permafrost. And I imagine it's melting all the way over here too. They might not have recording data and recording stations set up through all of Russia up there. So I'm thinking that's why we're not seeing more permafrost or more methane being released on the map here. So that's just my guess. I'm not a climate scientist, I'm just a layperson sitting here in my little apartment watching the methane maps spew. Another interesting feature you can do if you want to zoom in more, you can hit Control and the plus sign. And I'll make it bigger. It's just a bigger view if you want to do that. And you can do that a couple of times to get a bigger view, and you can see, really see it. Let's see if our movie will go since I increased it. I think it will. Yeah, here we go. This is better. It's got to smooth out. Here it comes. Look at it. Look at it. Oh my gosh. Okay, now it's starting over. Your Saturday. Did you see that big burst? Look at this right here. And then you've got situation over here coming up off the coast of Alaska. Watch this as it goes through. It's coming up there and coming up here. They've got a lot of permafrost. Look at that right on the edge there. And the colors. It's a lot hotter there. Look at all of that coming up there. So, and you have the lower levels going across. This is all being released from the ocean. This is at surface level. So let's stop that movie, and to go back out, you can hit control and then the minus sign, and it'll go back to where we were. I think this is where we were. Now, let's change the view. And let's look at, just for the heck of it, let's look at North America. Now this is going to be really interesting when summer hits. Look at Florida. Florida has tons of methane. Look, it's in the black. That's because of all the swamplands down there. And you've seen the videos. Anyone who's been watching the climate science, you've seen the videos of the big bubbles coming up out of the lakes in Florida and the big sinkholes, and I truly believe that's from methane being released. So we're going to load the movie for North America here. It's loading. Okay, here it goes. Now we're going into Sunday. Let's see, as it heats up during the day, it gets more released. And then at night, it goes down. So you've got Florida. Look at all of this. Southern area, there's Louisiana and parts of Texas, and then this is the northeast. It's got a lot. Yeah, Texas, East Texas looks bad. This whole area of the United States, that whole eastern part. And look at California. Of course, this is Southern California here. And then the San Francisco area here. And then up here in Washington is not good. That's the whole Seattle area. And then you've got Canada. Canada, poor Canada. It's got a lot of permafrost that's melting too. And then look at the islands over here. So there's North America. Florida is just covered up. And then it's coming off the, look, it's in the ocean too. So let's pause that. Now let's go to South America since we're on the it's in the same side here. Now you wouldn't think that South America would have that much methane. You wouldn't think it. But let's load the movie up and I'll show you. I was surprised at when I saw the methane coming off of South America. I guess it's because of all the rainforests. Look at that. That's pretty severe. So there's South America. We can also look at Central America. That's where Guy McPherson lives. We can see it's got a lot of methane too, quite a bit. Okay, it's making the movie. Here we go. Well, it's not too bad. I mean, it's got pockets of areas that are releasing quite a bit, like here, in parts of Mexico. But it's not too bad compared to South America. Okay, so let's go over to Africa. Let's see if Africa is on here. It's got Southern Africa. See, there's a part in the middle there that's got a lot of methane. Look, that whole area. And then there's a little area down here. Oh, look at this off the coast. Right there. So there's Africa. But, you know, people can go to this website and see for themselves. Here's Northern Africa. Let's look at that. Letting that load. quite a bit. Okay, let's go over to Asia now. And then we'll end with the world map. Actually, I want to get India in there too. There we go. That's the view I wanted. Watch this. This is China and the other Asian countries there. Here's India. Okay, let's see how this area is doing for the next 5 days. Okay, here we go. Wow. Look at that. Look at poor India. Poor China. Let's go to Eurasia. Okay. Now we'll get parts of Russia to Eurasia. Just gotta load up. Wow, look at that. Pretty serious. Look at it in the ocean here and over here. Look at that. Okay, now we're gonna get the globe. So there's the globe. Let's run our movie for that. So this is a website that people can come to and check all this stuff out for themselves. I just found it about a week ago, and I just keep coming to it. I didn't know that, you know, we had access to stuff like this. But I'm very interested in what's going on with the planet, because I am empathic by nature and empathic with Mother Earth. A lot of days I don't feel good, and I think it's because of what's going on with the planet. Not only with the toxins that are being released with this, but just, you know, how she's suffering. And I think a lot of people are feeling it too. Empathically, but they don't realize that's what it is. Before we go to Climate Reanalyzer, I want to show you. You can also go to carbon dioxide. Let's look at carbon dioxide. Look at that. Wonder if we can run a movie on that. Africa looks bad. It's really hot over there, too. While that's loading, let's go over to Climate Reanalyzer. If you're not familiar with this website, this is done by NOAA and the University of Maine. They have 5-day outlook maps, hourly forecasts, U.S. radar and satellite. They have, you can see how the winds are going. You can see where it's raining, where it's snowing. You can see where the sea ice is. You can check out the snow depths. This is a really good website. So, let's look at just today's weather maps. And you can go by check out. Here's all the different things you can check out. Here's the globe. Here's Saturday, May 5th. And then it'll tell you the anomalies of how much higher or lower the temperature is than it is normally. And you can see that in the Arctic it's half a degree Celsius higher. Antarctic is normal. The tropics, it's 0.4 degrees Celsius higher. Northern hemisphere is 0.6 degrees Celsius higher. And for the world, it's 0.4 degrees Celsius higher. And then they tell where they get their data and all that. There was, I gotta look for. For a map, 5-day outlook. Here we go. Maximum temperature. Where was it? I'm new to this website, so I'm not real familiar with it yet. But I'll get familiar with it. But you can see the temperatures. Okay, here's the bottom is centigrade or Celsius, and the top is Fahrenheit. So you can see the temperature up here in the Arctic is warm for this time of year. It's only May 5th, and it's like 50s. It's in the 50s here for 40s and 50s, and so that's why that's all melting up there, and you're seeing the methane come up. Now here's Africa down here, and they've got really hot temperatures. So, I encourage people to go to this website, and as I learn a little bit more about it and find my way around, I'll be using it more too. Oh, there. That's okay. World, Europe, Asia, Pacific, Europe. Look at those heats. Southern Hemisphere. Here we go. That's the map I was looking for. Maximum. Five-day forecast maximum beginning Saturday, May the 5th. Look at Africa, India, Saudi Arabia. It's not looking good. It's only May 5th. Look how warm it is up here in the Arctic. It's just going to be right barely at freezing. Barely. So it's going to be a long hot summer. Okay, here's our carbon dioxide movie for the world. And you can see, look, there's India, it's over the ocean, and there's Africa. Africa doesn't look good, and that's where it's so hot over there, too. And see, all in the northern hemisphere, you've got a lot more carbon dioxide. So that's in that dark area, like 415 parts per million in this dark areas. And look at up here. It's getting dark up there. And look, it's coming over the ocean. See? Look at that. There's more things you can find. On this website, I like these charts that I found though, and but there's a lot more you can explore on this CAMS website, Copernicus Atmosphere monitoring service. So my name's Margo. My website is margoshealingcorner.com. I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, and empathic spiritual healer. And a lot of people are now saying time is very short, and I've joined the doomsphere. I've gone down the rabbit hole. I've been down a lot of rabbit holes already in my life, and this is just the next one. And I don't think we have long. And I am Christian, and so I encourage people to get their spiritual houses in order and get ready to exit the planet. So until next time, everyone take care. Go in peace, and God bless. Goodbye.